my brief assignment right here before I get out of your faces is just to remind us that this September, the theme for this September is let God intercept and take full control of my life. Please, can somebody repeat after me? I'm a simple teacher. Let God intercept and take full control of my life. Okay, let's do it two more times. Let God intercept and take full control of my life. Okay, for the last time, you say it without being goaded. Okay, now I want to share just a short story. There was this particular day I was traveling. It was late, and it was in a very blessed country, which I do not want to mention. And in that country, it is not very safe to also travel by night. When you travel by night, anything can happen. You can be robbed, you can be attacked, and especially on the route that I was that night. For some strange reasons, I didn't mean to travel late, but I was a little bit, there was just some problem, so I had to travel late. So I took a kind of a late bus. And of course, we're all praying in the bus that we should get to our destinations before it gets really, really, really dark. And then all of a sudden, as we were going, I noticed there was just this man who sat, I think, a row behind me. He was just singing as the bus took off. I think in the bus, we were almost like 20 of us in the bus. It was a minibus. And then, of course, some people were looking at their time and telling the driver, please hurry up, hurry up. Please, please, please. And then when there's a little traffic, everybody's complaining. Please, no, 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 let's go, let's go. We have to escape this route before we get, anything inevitable can happen. Anyway, all of a sudden, the driver of the vehicle stopped. He didn't say anything, and then he jumped out of the vehicle. Now it was already getting late. And, you know, we were all stunned. And then he jumped into the forest right beside us. You know, it was a lonely road, you know, surrounded by a forest. And then he jumps into the forest. And guess what? We all froze. Because we don't know why he jumped out. And it's on some people's testimonials that some of these drivers actually connive with people who will attack you. And when they get to the spot, they will just abandon you so that the guys will just come out and attack. So we all froze and nobody said a word. Then all of a sudden, the driver jumped out of the forest, entered the bus, and kept driving. Nobody said a word. And then less than five minutes, no, he didn't jump out again. Thank God he didn't jump out again. There was an accident right in front, and it was fatal. And the driver and the passenger in the front seat died. They were literally flung out of the windscreen. And, you know, we saw the dead body. And all of a sudden, it just dawned on all of us, wait a minute. The vehicle that they ran into was a truck that had some steel that were protruding out. That was the vehicle in front of us. And whatever happened When we stopped, the car behind us overtook and continued and ran into the truck that had the steels protruding out of its back. And that was the accident that happened. And when we saw it, everybody found their voices. The guy who was singing said, and just raised the bar, started thanking God and praising God and worshiping that God, that could have been us. Now, I'm not rejoicing. God have mercy and, you know, for the soul of the departed. I'm not rejoicing that some people died. But what happened that day could be nothing but a divine interception. We were hurrying the driver. We wanted to get off the road quickly. And that was what everybody's focus was. And then there was this interception without the driver saying a word. And then after we just passed through, we were all shivering. I mean, I was shaken, seeing a fresh bodies. And you know what happened? The driver now found his voice. We said, why did you stop? He said, all of a sudden, he felt like going to the toilet. And he stopped the car suddenly, the bus, and jumped into the bush. But you know, the funny thing was nobody ran after him. Nobody complained. Nobody said anything. We were all stunned, dazed. But that is the kind of interception at times that God brings. Some of us are in a hurry. Some of us are rushing somewhere. And an incident has just happened that has delayed you, and you're probably crying and wondering, why am I experiencing this delay? Why this interception? Listen, one of the things about God is he's the one who knows the end from the beginning, the one who sees the end, who knows the need ahead of time. So I just want us to pray. We were led on Thursday, if you joined the healing and miracle, the communion service, that God, are there some things that need to be intercepted in my life? Are there some things that need to be stopped? Is there something, God, you've got to stop me from doing or going in a direction? Please, let's just bow and let's pray. Lord, open my eyes, open my understanding to see what needs to be intercepted, what needs to stop. Please pray this with all your heart. That is the whole message you will hear today. Lord, and I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, I have this strong conviction in me that some of us have picked it right there. You're facing a disappointment or a delay. God is giving you the Spirit of God is explaining to you. Stop fretting. God knows why the delay. God knows why the interception. God knows why the interruption. But some of us, literally, God needs to stop you. God needs to stop you. So, Lord, I give you full control. Stop me if I'm going in the wrong direction. Stop me if I'm doing the wrong thing. Some of us, I'm hearing the Spirit of God say, you are praying the wrong prayer. You are asking for something, but God is saying, ask me for something else. And I'm hearing, ask me for wisdom, ask me for understanding. Stop praying for something physical, but pray for wisdom, for understanding. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. The Bible says, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding also. Lord, give me understanding. Intercept. Anything that needs to be stopped, Lord, stop. Anything I need to stop, Lord, stop me. Intercept. Interrupt. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for this word you have sent. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Father, thank you. Your word says a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. As you open our eyes and our ears, Lord, thank you for showing us the evil that is to come, that you are interrupting and intercepting. And I pray for everyone, Lord, the grace to allow you intercept, the grace to allow you to stop us going where we shouldn't go, doing what we shouldn't do, or stopping what needs to be stopped, in the name of Jesus. Listen, I don't know who this is for, but God is telling you to stop what you are eating. I don't know who that is, but that's what I heard. Father, to you be all the glory. In Jesus' name, we want to pray right now for everyone born in the month of September, especially for you. Please, if you are born in the month of September, can you please rise to your feet? Please, let's stretch our hands towards this once. You were born in September. September, please, even if today is your first time, even you're a visitor, please, everyone, we're still praying. Let's pray for all these ones born in September. Whether you celebrated your birthday or you are about to celebrate your birthday, please pray for them. Pray. Pray the same prayer. Lord, whatever needs to be stopped, whatever needs to be intercepted in this life so that your perfect will be done, let it be. Lord, communicate to these ones in a way they can understand. At their level, Lord, open their ears, open their eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. And Lord, 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 thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know who this is for also. God is saying, I have spoken once. You have heard twice. Surrender. Let my will be done. Stop trying to figure it out, says the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. I've said in my word, in all your ways, acknowledge me and I will direct. I will guide you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Father, thank you. We call for a release of a good and a perfect gift from above for these ones. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. To God be all the glory.